आत्मानमत्मानि नमो नवासी बदीरा पश्यन्ति यत्रा युभयो सुरलिंगिनो किं युति पदितं युदरा विदिपायं यतोस्या In the Vaikuntha world, there is complete harmony between the residents and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as there is complete harmony within space between the big and the small skies. Why then is there a seed of fear in this field of harmony? These two persons are dressed like inhabitants of Vaikuntha, but where from can this disharmony come into existence? Purport. Just as there are different departments in each state in this material world, the civil department and the criminal department, so in God's creation there are two departments of existence. As in the material world, we find that the criminal department is far, far smaller than the civil department, so this material world, which is considered the criminal department, is one-fourth of the entire creation of the Lord. All living entities who are residents of the material universes are considered to be more or less criminals, because they do not wish to abide by the order of the Lord, or they are against the harmonious activities of God's will. The principle of creation is that the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is by nature joyful, and he becomes many in order to enhance his transcendental joy. The living entities, like ourselves, being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, are meant to satisfy the senses of the Lord. Thus, whenever there is a discrepancy in that harmony, immediately the living entity is entrapped by Maya or illusion. The external energy of the Lord is called the material world, and the kingdom of the internal energy of the Lord is called Vaikuntha, or the kingdom of God. In the Vaikuntha world, there is no disharmony between the Lord and the residents. Therefore, God's creation in the Vaikuntha world is perfect. There is no cause of fear, and in the entire kingdom of God is such a completely harmonious unit that there is no possibility of enmity. Everything there is absolute. Just as there are many physiological constructions within the body, yet they work in order for the satisfaction of the stomach. And just as in a machine there are hundreds and thousands of parts, yet they run in harmony to fulfill the function of the machine, in the Vaikuntha planets the Lord is perfect, and the inhabitants also perfectly engage in the service of the Lord. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jainatas Mui Sri Gurube Namaha Vansha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jathapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Yascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganara Gunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Yascha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivash Adi Gauru Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From the third canto of Bhagavad Purana, we are reading of a description of the spiritual world by Kunta. The four Kumaras who have just come in their childlike innocence in order to behold the beautiful darshan of Lord Narayan have been stopped by the gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay. And here they are speaking these beautiful and instructive verses. They are explaining to Jai and Vijay that how is it that the two of you are at the gates of Vaikuntha? Because the spiritual world is a place of harmony. It is a place where everyone is selflessly trying to bring everyone else closer to Krishna. It is a place where there is no enmity or mundane competition. The spiritual or Vaikuntha consciousness is the consciousness where everyone is servant of the servant, where everyone is thinking that every other living being should have a wonderful, loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And my position is to simply assist in any way I can between that loving relationship between Krishna and his devotees. While I was reading this, I was just thinking back, I guess it was about 22 years ago when I was living here in Sri Brajbhumi. There was one very dear friend that we had. His name was Ghansham. And he was such a humble servant of the Lord. He was born a prince. He renounced everything, came to Vrindavan, and was living like a beggar. One afternoon, he wrote the name of Sri Radha on the ground, sitting there in a very hungry state, hadn't eaten in some days. And then he erased it, and as he erased it, he found some little piece of gold coming out from the ground. He dug into the ground, and it was the top of a beautiful brass deity of Sri Radharani, who was standing next to a beautiful deity of Lord Krishna. And it had written on their base, Sri Radha Gopi Jana Balaba. So he sat and worshipped that deity under a tree. And gradually some people, they felt the great intensity of his devotion for his Lord. So they gave him a little closet within the hallway of their house. Within the courtyard of their house, they gave him one little closet and said, you can keep this for your altar, the closet, and in the courtyard, you can stay. Tiny place. He lived there for about 50 years. And many wonderful stories about this great devotee. He was such a selfless devotee. He was very old. And people would just bring him a few chapatis a day to offer to his deity. And he could never leave the deities, except once a day. He would just go to the Jamuna to get water and then bring it back in buckets to give them bath. Other than that, he would never leave. So he couldn't even leave to do Marukari for more food. Someone would just bring 3-4 rotis, little sabji. So when I first met him, he would give me all his rotis. And I didn't know. And someone came to me one day and said, "You know, Ghanshyam has not eaten in about 5 days because you're eating all his rotis." I didn't. "He's giving them to me." I said, "Well, you should know this. You can go anywhere. There's 21 places in Vrindavan you can get free rotis, but this is all he has. He cannot leave." So the next day he came and tried to give me rotis. I said, no, I will not take these rotis." He says, "You must take these rotis." I said, "No, I will not. You must." I said, "I'm not hungry." He said, "You are hungry." He insisted. I refused. He insisted more. And I said, "Ghanshyam, I will not take these rotis. Why not?" He said, "Because you are starving because I'm eating these rotis of yours." He said, no, I am well fed." I said, "This is all you have." He said, "No, I have so much more." I said, "You show me. You show me more." He said, "No, I don't have to show you. I have there was a little tiny room next to the altar." He said, "It is in there." I said, "You show me where it is." And then he said what he would tell me every time I would come. He would say, "You are Gopi Janabalabha's friend. I am only his servant. Therefore, my only purpose here is to make the relationship pleasing between the Lord and his friends. The servant has no right to enjoy. The friends have the right to enjoy." He said, "You come, Gopi Janabalava attracts you because you are his dear friend." He said, "Therefore, you should enjoy nicely with him. But I am only his servant. My only position is to serve his friends." He would say that not only to me, but to everyone who would come in that temple. And he lived by it. One night it was winter and I was sleeping on the bank of Jamuna. And he said to me that you must stay here tonight. It's very cold. It was very windy and very cold that night. And I had nothing but one little chadar like this, sleeping on the ground. I said, no, Ghanshyam, this is where I always sleep." He said, no, you must sleep in this little... It was just a little courtyard, like with open roof. He said, "You must stay here." I said, no, I will go." "No, you must stay. It is too cold for you." So I laid next to him, and he put a blanket on me. And then he just laid on the ground without a blanket. I said, "Ghanshyam, this is your blanket." He said, no, it is not my blanket." I said, "Well, where is your blanket?" He says, "I have another one." I said, "Well, where is it?" He says, "I'll get it later. You just go to sleep." I said, no, I will not accept this blanket." And he insisted. So then I threatened to leave. So then he said, all right, you go to sleep." So he lay down with his blanket, I lay down with my chadar. And some little time later, I woke up and I felt unusually warm. And I looked and his blanket was on me. And I looked next to me and he was laying on the ground like shivering. He was about 75, 80 years old. So very carefully, I put the blanket on him. And as soon as I touched him, he just leaped up and said, "No need, you take the blanket." I said, no, no, you take the blanket. No, you take the blanket. You take. And this way we were having a fight. Then I said, all right, then I will go to the bank of Jammu. I will not stay here. All right, I will keep the blanket. Then he made me lay down. Then he put the blanket on me. And then I started falling asleep. I started waking up, and I felt warm. And I looked over, and he was shivering. So I went to put the blanket again. As soon as I touched him, no need, no need. He said, Ghansham, why you are doing this? You are an old man. He said, I am an old man. He said, you are young. He said, you should enjoy your life. I should simply suffer. He said, and beside that, he said, you are Gopi Janabalova's friend. I am only his servant. The servant is meant to suffer in order to give pleasure between the Lord and his friends. That is my only function in life. I have no other service. Another time, I saw him. I was walking, and he was carrying. He was about 80 years old, and he was carrying these two big buckets of water from the Jamuna. It's a long walk. And about every three steps, he had to stop and rest, because he was very tiny, small, thin. He made our Sanat Kumar look very athletic. He was very small and thin. And he was having a terribly hard time. And I went and said, Ghansham, I will take these buckets. Because in those days, I was only 19, 20 years old. So I picked up the buckets, and he said, no, you take, give me these buckets. And he just forcibly took the buckets from me. And he was walking with the buckets, and I was just walking next to him. I said, this is not proper. Let me take the buckets. He said, no need. I said, why? He said, because you are Gopi Janabalova's friend, but I am only his servant. The servant's only purpose is not to approach the Lord directly, but to give pleasure to his friends, to bring the Lord together with his friends and make suitable arrangements so that they can be happy together. And I learned a lot from that person. And it is a fact that this is the Vaikuntha atmosphere. That we should be thinking. Even there is a beautiful story of Sri Radharani here in Barasana when she does the Jhulan Yatra with Krishna. She's sitting on the swing with Krishna, swinging very nicely. But then she thinks, this is such a pleasure, sitting with Krishna. And the Sakis and the Manjaris and the Gopis, they are pushing the swing. And she thinks, greater pleasure than sitting on the swing with Krishna is to put my friends in the swing with Krishna and to push them. So she got off and she forced all of her friends to sit on the swing with Krishna, and she was pushing. Greater pleasure than me being with Krishna is allowing my intimate friends to have this pleasure. So devotees are always trying to push each other to come closer to Krishna. Material consciousness, envious consciousness, is trying to put ourselves between others and Krishna, or even between ourselves and the spiritual master and others. But let me get the credit. Let me get the glory. Let me have an intimate relationship, and let me keep everyone else away. Let me keep everyone else at distance. This is material consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is to find the greatest pleasure in being the servant of the servant of the servant. So here we find the four Kumaras. They are saying to Jai and Vijay that you are supposed to be residents of Vaikuntha, and you are trying to keep us away from the Lord. You are discriminating. because of our age, because of our physical appearances. You are trying to keep us away from the Lord? Vaikuntha is the place where everyone is trying to bring each other closer to the Lord. It is a place of harmony. It is a place of unity. It is a place of service. So here, in this most wonderful opportunity that we have, Sri Bhadrasana Dham, the eternal residence of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is Ladini Shakti. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord. It is her eternal glory and mercy that she is constantly attracting all living beings in the loving service of Lord Sri Shyam Sundar. Just like at our temple, Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, Radharani is her hands are in the offering mudra, in the posture of simply giving to Sri Radha Gopinath. And what is she giving? When we offer our service to our spiritual master in the Vaishnavas, she personally accepts that, and she offers it all to Gopinath. And by her mercy, it is all being received by the Supreme Personality of God. So Sri Radharani's special mercy upon all those who chant her name or her approach her through the service of her devotees is she delivers the love of that devotee at the feet of Sri Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with the bhava, mahabhava, the mood of Sri Radharani, in order to attract all the world to the loving service of Sri Krishna. And here we are in that holy land, which is eternally sanctified by the divine presence of Sri Radharani. And we have such a wonderful opportunity to be the servant of the servant of the servant. What should our consciousness be? These Brijabasis, we know, they are very special. All the previous acharyas explained that to take birth in Vrindavan is the rarest birth in all of the creation. Externally, we may or may not understand. Externally, even the residents of Vrindavan may or may not understand. But nevertheless, we must understand internally there is a very special significance to all of these devotees' relationships with Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. So what an opportunity it is. This is not philanthropy. This is not mundane welfare. But this is service to the Vaishnavas. And the care in which we serve them is how Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna will accept our devotional service. To serve does not simply mean to do something. To serve means to do it for the pleasure of the person we're serving. Krishna consciousness means to please Krishna by pleasing the spiritual master, by pleasing the Vaishnavas. If we are doing something, but it is either not productive to the spiritual advancement of that person, or if it is displeasing to that person, Sometimes, due to a person's conditioned nature, in order to help that person come up in Krishna consciousness, we have to do things and say things that are displeasing to that person. But we should know that those things are actually pleasing to his soul. But for a person who is Krishna conscious, we should, on every level, be existing simply for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. So, what pleases people? By bringing them closer to God on the spiritual platform, and by being kind upon them. So therefore, if we really want to please these Vrijabhasis, two things are required. One is you should go out of your way to be willing to accept any type of inconvenience or suffering or sacrifice to give them pleasure, to be kind to them, to comfort them, and because they're in a position which is so wonderful from the point of view of service, they're in a position where they're actually suffering. They're physically suffering, they're mentally suffering. To give them comfort by your kindness, by your love, is very meaningful and deep to Krishna. It is a great offering. They are Krishna's friends. We are only aspiring to be his servant. And to have the chanting of the holy name constantly resounding will give them the greatest pleasure. This is why this continuous kirtan is very important. One is, without this continuous kirtan, we will begin to think in our consciousness that we are just doing mundane welfare work. But if we're always hearing the kirtan going on, and we're always recognizing that the devotees are making this sacrifice to keep the holy name prominent, then our consciousness will naturally be more in the spirit of real spiritual devotion. And not only that, for the residents of Vrindavan and for the soul, there is nothing more pleasing than to hear the beautiful sound of Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And ultimately, what will please the Vaishnavas? What will please Srimati Radharani, our Gurudev, and ultimately Sri Krishna? More than this, making the sacrifice to show kindness to others. And the greatest kindness, as well as removing the cataract from their eyes, the holy name will remove the cataract from the heart. Therefore, whatever a devotee does, it is always with, it is the name of God that carries everything to Krishna. Whatever service we offer, if it is offered with the name of God, that name carries it like a vehicle, like an airplane. It carries it to Krishna. So therefore, this should be the spirit. And something else is very important. We are serving the Vrijabhasis. But there's something higher than that. To assist those who are serving the servants of the Lord. That means to assist one another, to help one another. Everyone has their particular service. Whether you're doing the operations, whether you're cleaning the utensils, whether you're giving prasad, we should be all in the consciousness of helping all the other devotees around me to do the best possible service they can for the spiritual master and for the Vaishnavas. By our words, by our encouragement, by our physical activities, we should be encouraging, inspiring, enlivening one another. This is truly the understanding of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And this is the difference between the Siddhanta of the Gaudiya, the true Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and others. Others, they want to enter into high rasas with Radha and Krishna. They want to do bhajan in such a way where they want to meditate and contemplate on these higher leelas, to enter into them, to prepare their consciousness for them. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and all of his followers, they did not consider this a very high platform of devotional service. Others think this is very high. But to the true followers, this is not a very high thing. What is the high thing? To simply be the servant of the servant. That is the highest thing. Because the highest thing is the humblest position. The humblest position, I'm not, forget these high rasas with Krishna. I just want to be the servant of people who have those high rasas with Krishna. And the servant of the servant of the servant of those people who have the high rasas with Krishna. That's all. I'm not qualified. And when Krishna sees that we're really surrendering with love and devotion to chant his holy name and to serve in this spirit, he will become so pleased with that humble gesture, he will give us the highest rasas of relationships with him, according to his desire. If he is attracted by our service, he will award and give the sweetest realizations within our life for his pleasure. We are not trying to enter into a lila with Krishna for our pleasure. We are just trying to serve Krishna. And wherever he wants to put us for his pleasure, that is where we want to be. This is how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati taught us. This is the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in our line. And such a wonderful opportunity we all have here in the holy land of Brajbhumi. Just keep your mind on Krishna. Keep your mind in your service. Commit no offense. Criticize no one. It's very important. Any offense here is held 100 times against you. But any spiritual activity you do as an offering to the Lord gives 100 times the credit to your spiritual advancement. So utilize every precious moment with the most care, with the most thoughtfulness, with the most sacrifice. Remember Krishna, to chant his name, to perform this service for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, for the upliftment of the Vaishnavas. And if we capture this spirit, then we are most fortunate. And if we help other people capture this spirit, then we are even more fortunate. So, I'm very happy to be back with you in the holy land of Bharatvarsha after my long journey to New Vrindavan. To come and meet you all here in Sri Bharasana Dham is really a great benediction upon me. So I take the dust of the lotus feet of all of you upon my head and beg you to kindly continue to tolerate my neophyte condition and please let me be your servant, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Yes? Radharani's lila is very confidential and very high. In fact, it is so high and so confidential that before Madhavendra Puri, they did not even have murtis of Sri Radharani. There was the murtis of Krishna. And all of the Vaishnavas understood, who were in the understanding of Lakshmi, Narayan, Radha and Krishna, they knew that as the Hladini Shakti, Radharani is always present within Krishna, and they would see her within Krishna, because the Shakti is never separated from Shaktiman, from the possessor of that Shakti. Sri Radharani is always with Krishna. Sometimes we see deities where Krishna is only, like Sri Radharaman, Vangi Bihari, Radha Balabh. It is only Krishna. But Sri Radharani is there. She is within Krishna. She is never separated from Krishna. Whenever you see the form of Krishna, it is Radha and Krishna. But because of the very high and confidential position of Sri Radharani, oftentimes, the great acharyas, they reveal her in a very, very sensitive and very sober and grave way. Other people, Vrijabasis are different. Vrijabasis, they are Sri Radharani's friends. They talk about Radharani like she's just the neighborhood cowherd girl. That is their lila. And that is their right. But for the rest of us, we must approach with great care and great respect and great reverence until we enter into very, very high states of purification. And therefore, the great acharyas present her also in this way. Because Sri Radharani is so high. Here in Varasana, at Man Mandir, it is the place where Krishna shows that Radharani is supreme even to him. Even the Supreme Lord Krishna begs for the dust of the feet of Sri Radharani. When Sri Radharani becomes angry to not look at Krishna, he weeps tears, and his tears bathe her lotus feet. And her head, his head is placed at her lotus feet, begging for her kindness upon him. So Radharani has the highest, supremest position. And the beautiful pastimes between Radha and Krishna are so high and so confidential that the ordinary common man can only misunderstand them. unless they're very, very carefully approached by a real, true, bona fide acharya. But in this day and age, people like to just give to everyone all confidential rasas between Radha and Krishna. This will have a detrimental effect to anyone's consciousness who hears it. That is why Radha and Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Radharani's mood, her devotion, her bhakti, and her lila with Krishna is all manifested perfectly in the one form of Lord Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. The one supreme Ekatma, the one supreme Lord, has become two in the form of Radha and Krishna to enjoy pleasurable pastimes. But then again, in the age of Kali Yuga, because this Radha and Krishna pastimes are so misunderstood, so degraded in people's materialistic hearts, you cannot understand properly the pastimes of Radha and Krishna until you give up all material desires. Therefore, Radha and Krishna have appeared in one form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Mahaprabhu? Maha means Mahabhava, Radharani. Prabhu means Krishna. Mahaprabhu means Radha and Krishna. Radharani and Krishna are having their most ecstatic pastimes of loving exchange in one form. It's the most inconceivable, the most exalted, and the most wonderful manifestation of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he appeared as a sannyasi. Radharani and Krishna appeared in the form of a sannyasi, living according to very staunch principles of sadhana bhakti. Why? Because Mahaprabhu cannot be misunderstood like Radha and Krishna can. But by hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, by rendering service, by remembering Lord Chaitanya, you are directly getting all the benefits of meditating on Radha and Krishna. So in this way, we should know that this land of Bharasana is a very, very, very highly sanctified place. And it must be approached with great reverence and devotion. In the very high states of purification, spontaneous love will awaken in your heart. But until that actually is a fact of life, we cannot artificially imitate. And for this reason, all the previous acharyas have been very, very, very discreet in how they reveal the beauty and the glories of Srimati Radharani to the general people. Recognizing and honoring her supreme highest position as the Lord of Krishna, Sri Radha Raman. Radha Raman means she is the singular joy of Krishna's life. Any other questions? In Goloka Vrindavan, Navadvip. He is in his Navadvip form. Especially. He's especially worshipped in his form of the Navadvip Chandra.
Yes, but it's not eternal.
Yes, it is also eternal. Every aspect of him is eternal. It is not that he cannot be in his sannyas form in Navadvip, but it is simply in his Navadvip Chandra form he allows more service to be offered to him. As a sannyasi, he was very strict. Hardly anyone could do any service for him. Huh? Jagadananda brought him some oils and he discarded them. Jagadananda tried to give him a little mat to sleep on and he rejected it. So he was for the sake of to teach others in this world how to be a proper devotee. He was living in this order of sannyas. But he created the feelings of separation so much in the hearts of the devotees because they wanted to do so much for his pleasure, but he wouldn't accept it as a sannyasi. But in Navadvipa, he accepted everything. So although there's no difference between Navadvip Chandra and Mahaprabhu after he Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he simply allows in the form of Navadvip Chandra greater freedom of reciprocation of love between him and his devotees. Any other questions?
Krishna Chaitanya. It's working very hard. It's very difficult.